You're now listening to Baseball and Punk on Ecstatic Radio with your host, Eric with the Q.
It's happened! The Texas Rangers win the World Series!
Welcome to Baseball and Punk here on Ecstatic Radio. I am Eric with the Q here. For, I will call this episode zero, since I wouldn't call it an official episode. It's more like, you know, before the season starts. It's kind of like a spring training here for this show. And, but what I'll be talking about here today is how I feel that Dave Roberts has his toughest job in all of baseball. I'm also going to be talking about a little bit about Bob Melvin and his thing with the Padres and now with the Giants. Also, Juan Soto. Juan Soto is being a hot potato right now. And Blake Snell. Blake Snell needs a job. He definitely needs a job somewhere. Anywhere, I guess, at this point. And, of course, my MVP favorites for the coming year. So, right now, I'm just going to be playing a song, PSA, and we'll be back.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And that was music from Entry. Find him on Instagram. Welcome to Baseball and Punk. I am Eric with the Q. And I'm going to try to do this show throughout the season and do my best to not be biased. Yes, I am a Dodger fan, and I'm already getting booed by all these Padres and Giants fans, and pretty much Giants fans of any other team. But yeah, I'm gonna do my best to not be too biased. But I mean, come on now. Let's look at it this year, man. This year they're stacked. Everything looks good. Yes, that's how it always looks every year. And other than 2020, they haven't done much. But let's go back to last year real quick. I mean. Because I believe this year, Dave Roberts, you know, the Dodgers manager, has the toughest job in baseball right now. And I'll tell you why. But let's go back to last year. Obviously, we all know what happened last year. They got swept by Arizona. And this time, I wouldn't want to blame Dave Roberts for that. I mean, there was just completely no offense and just a lack of performance by the whole team. yes, that stacked whole team was just bad. Let's start from Mookie Freeman and JD Martinez combined 1 for 31. That one was a home run by JD, and that was it. Those three big hitters, that's all we had. Then you go to game one, also with Kershaw giving up 6 runs in the 1/3 of an inning. I am a big Kershaw fan, and this was obviously disappointing. Yes, he has a history of not performing the way he can, but that's the standard that we have put Kershaw over the years. And then we've been seeing this from him for quite a while. Again, other than maybe 2020, but last year didn't work out. And a lot of people are saying, like, well, you know, maybe you shouldn't start Kershaw because we know his history, you know, in the playoffs. They should have gone with Edmund Sheehan, which Edmund Sheehan did pitch in game one. He went 3 2/3 of an inning, allowing 3 runs. So that didn't work out either. And even if it was just those 3 runs, it was still 11-2. So, Arizona was really good on game one. You look at game two, Bobby Miller, 1 2/3 of an inning, 3 earned runs. With a final score of 4-2. So it wasn't any much better. And then game three, Lance Lynn started with 2.2 innings pitched and 4 runs. Giving up all the runs in that game. Losing 4-2 where the Dodgers and clinched to Arizona and to the NLCS. So you see, there wasn't much to work with for Roberts. Of course, you're going to go with Kershaw game one. He's the most established. He's been given that... He was going to go with game one with Kershaw. Then game two, Bobby Miller's having a good rookie year. So why not? You know, let's have him pitch game two. That didn't work out. Lance Lynn, the one you traded for, of course you're going to have him play. And that didn't work out. So, I mean, the starting rotation was already in bad hands. So this is what you had to work with. So and now you look into this year. We, of course, added American League MVP and phenom Shohei Ohtani. And they're only going to get his bat this year, but I mean, his bat produced the MVP title last year, so they'll take that. And then you look at the also acquisition of Teoscar Hernandez, who hit 26 home runs last year, so that's pretty good. Then you added Yamamoto, of course, Tyler Glasnow, who has a career ERA of 3.89. They spent a lot of money last year, which brings me back to Dave Roberts. I mean, the pressure is there, and the pressure is tough, man, and he's going to have to find a way to... I don't think that these particular players have so much for ego or anything like that. But either way, like, you have all this pressure. You have to be super perfect every game. Well, it looks like, you know, people expect you to be perfect spending that much money for all these players. And so that's why I feel like it's going to be tough for him. Again, these players don't look like they're like, oh, I need to be it. I need to be the it guy. I need to be the it guy. They look like they want each other to succeed and all that. So, still, it's still tough to be able to work around all that talent. Only several managers have been able to do that. But I can tell you some managers that can't do it, like Bob Melvin. Last couple years, I believe, with the Padres. Bob Melvin's a great manager. I've always liked Bob Melvin, even when his time with Arizona and his time with the Oakland A's. But he just never had really a big superstar player to work with. He's a 3-time manager of the year, 1 with Arizona and 2 with the A's. But after all that time, I think his best superstar player was Brandon Webb. Now he goes over there to San Diego. He has Juan Soto. He has Fernando Tatis, Hyun-Seong Kim, Blake Snell. You know, he has all this great roster, man, that he should have done something with. And they did a couple years ago. Obviously eliminated the Dodgers in that 2022. But that didn't do much, and that was really like looking like their only shot at the big championship. He did have a 171 out of a 153 record in 2 years with San Diego. Not great, but with the hype and the talent, it wasn't good enough. So it never worked with those superstars there. And now he's over there with the Giants somehow. Yeah, it's actually a better fit for him. And again, I liked Bob Melvin for a while, but this time he's over there with the Giants. I know I wasn't supposed to be a bias, but yeah, I can't. Can't be too much of a fan of Bob Melvin. Another manager that's probably in the hot seat that has a lot of pressure on him is Aaron Boone. And that guy has been on that pressure for quite a while, too. He hasn't done much with the Yankees, although he has a huge roster, too. Especially now when you add a guy like Juan Soto, which I want to get into also. But I'm going to just take a quick break right now. Play a PSA and then I'll play you a song and we'll get back to things.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Aaron Boone's on a hot seat, but Juan Soto, he's been passed around like a hot potato. Obviously, a couple years ago, Nationals gave him up real quick after helping them to their first World Series title. Maybe they thought that he's as good as he's going to be, so they decided to get the most out of it, and they traded him to the San Diego Padres midseason. And they did get a pretty good stuff. They got Mackenzie Gore and CJ Abrams. They're pretty young, good-looking kids. So they got theirs, and Juan Soto goes to the Padres with his other stacked lineup over there that included Tatis. It looked good for a good while, you know. They made the playoffs. Hey, they eliminated the Dodgers. Well, I guess we'll just have to take it. Dodgers just had to take that one. They went out to the NLCS, losing to the Philadelphia Phillies that year. And it looked like that was their chance, but not to get too much to the Padres. I want to stick to Juan Soto real quick. Which he did really well for the Padres in maybe a year and a half. He had 41 bombs, 125 ribbies, with a batting average of .255. But obviously, that's all it was. Last year, they didn't even make the playoffs. And so, now the Padres were in a situation where they were like, okay, so what do we do? Do we keep him, extend him, or, maybe wait another couple years? Because he's not a free agent until 2025. And so, they could do all that. Those are the options they have. But they decided to say, you know what, we could get the most out of him right now. Probably don't have the money to re-sign him like that. And so they decided to get the most out of it, kind of like the Nationals did. And so they traded him away this last offseason to the Yankees. They did get, they got like 6 players out of them, including Michael King. Which is like, okay, they got pretty decent players, nothing too much. Yankees didn't give up Spencer Jones, they're one of their top prospects. But now you have Juan Soto over there in lineup with Giancarlo Stanton and Aaron Judge. And that looks like a nasty lineup right away. So the Yankees are now in their position where, because again, he's a free agent in 2025. So they have it this year. And then next year is like, okay, well, what are you going to do with him next year? But considering they don't want to give Blake Snell a huge contract, are they saving it for him? They gave him a lot of money to Aaron Judge, so I don't know. Things are not looking for Juan Soto. Juan Soto's like always in limbo until he signs his contract that where he's going to be playing for the rest of his career. But, I mean, the Yankees have the money. I'm pretty sure he'll like it in New York. This is his first big market team that he's played in. Again, like, he just played for the Nationals, the Padres. So that sounds good for him. He's in, you know, that roster with Gerrit Cole, one of the top aces in the American League. So, we'll see what's happening with them. But Juan Soto's a guy who needs to be somewhere for the rest of his career. He's a great talent. And, I mean, he's a good fit with the Yankees, I gotta say. But we'll see if he's gonna stay there. Because, again, they don't want to give Blake Snell that contract. And I don't think Marcus Stroman is enough for the Yankees to win at all, especially their pitching. Yeah, Blake Snell, he deserves a job. I'm not sure why Blake Snell hasn't gotten a job yet. We're already, the beginning of March, or maybe mid-March. And he's still nowhere to be seen. That's kind of off to me. He was speaking with the Yankees. I think they were really aggressive on him. And I think he wanted an extra year. He wanted a bigger year contract. And they said no. And so Snell's like, give me some more years. And they're like, nah, we don't do that. And he's like, all right, then fuck off. So, but I think also the Giants were trying to get on him. and which would be a really good roster for the Giants if they were able to get Snell. But it's nothing there yet. But there's one team that I think they need him. Not that he should probably go there, but that they need him, that they should be aggressive on him. I don't even know their financials, nothing like that. I just feel like the Angels, the LA Angels, got to go for Blake Snell. The Angels needed pitching for so many years. Maybe they're just traumatized with that Anthony Rendon contract, which I could get into Anthony Rendon, but I feel like a lot of other podcasters have done that. I'll probably like let them stay at it. But I will say that he's probably one of the worst players in baseball right now. He's terrible for baseball. But the Angels need him. And hopefully, they got to do what they can to get him. And I think now he said that he'll take a smaller contract, which is good news. It's actually good news for anybody, really. And even the Dodgers. The Dodgers were looking into getting him, but obviously they signed Yamamoto and Ohtani. So they thought they don't have enough money now. But, I mean, if he wants 1 year, 2 years, whatever, then, heck, anybody has a shot right now to get him. But with that being said, we'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Back.
here are my four MVP favorites for the coming year. Each league is going to get one dark horse. But let's start off with the American League. Number one, I like Julio Rodriguez of the Seattle Mariners right now. He just had a sophomore year. So this next year, this is, you know, he's an established major leaguer already. Last year, he had 32 home runs, 88 RBIs. He had 284. He's in that Mariners team that is really looking to push the playoffs. You know, they made it like a couple years ago, and then they got eliminated. And then I don't think they made it last year. That's a team that's pushing. They're in a tough division with the Houston and then the reigning champions, Texas Rangers. But look at Julio Rodriguez for an MVP vote. The next one is a Yankee newcomer, Juan Soto. Last year, he had 35 home runs, 109 RBIs, 275 batting average. And in that Yankee Stadium, he's going to thrive. So keep an eye on here on Juan Soto. The next one is his Yankee teammate, Aaron Judge, who's always an MVP favorite. He hit 37 bombs last year. Look to him to, I would say, continue doing what he's doing. He's one of the top hitters in all of baseball. And then next is the American League Dark Horse. I will go with Adley Rutschman of the Baltimore Orioles. I really like him. He's a good-looking kid. He had 20 home runs and 277, 80 RBIs in his rookie year. He had a really good year. He gives me those Buster Posey vibes. Of course, Buster Posey is a former MVP. So, yeah, I really like Adley Rutschman. He's going to turn into that Baltimore team into like a really good contender. What it looks like, they're going to be competing with the Yankees all year. Over in the National League, I do like Corbin Carroll, also reigning National League Rookie of the Year for the National League champions, Arizona Diamondbacks. He had 25 home runs and 285 batting average with 76 RBIs in his rookie year last year. So, yeah, he's going to have a good year this next year. And, of course, Shohei Ohtani, the reigning American League MVP. He had a crazy year last year with the bat, even though he got hurt probably later in the year. But spring training, he's already had a home run. He's hitting .583 in spring training, 6 RBIs. Sure, spring training, but those are really good indications for Shohei. So I really like him there. And then the New York Mets with Pete Alonso. He had 46 home runs last year and 118 RBIs. Just don't look at his batting average. That's probably what he needs to fix. But if he fixes his batting, his hitting, he could be a top MVP contender, and he probably could win that year, this year. And the dark horse for the National League is probably going to get some questionable looks this time. But I want to say Fernando Tatis Jr. of the San Diego Padres. I guess he's a right fielder now. He didn't make any shortstop, but he's a outfielder. So he's a guy who can hit. He's a kid who can hit. You know, just stays healthy and makes smart decisions. And he could be a good MVP candidate. I mean, he needs to have one of those years, considering the big contract the Padres gave him. So, yeah, right now we got Corbin Carroll, Shohei Ohtani, Pete Alonso, and Tatis. With the American League is Julio Rodriguez, Juan Soto, Aaron Judge, and Adley Rutschman. Again, shout out to Entry, Deviate Estate, and The Hated Inc.